Real World Radio. Friends of the Earth International asks for tougher measures. 119 member governments to the Cartagena Protocol on Biosafety are meeting in Montreal until Friday to clarify better international trade rules for genetically modified commodities, with the participation of non-governmental organizations or representatives of biotech firms, as well as negotiators from Africa and Asia. The treaty's governing body is scheduled to take decision on the detailed documentation requirements for bulk shipments of genetically modified corn, soybean, and other agricultural commodities that are intended for food, feed, or processing by June the 3rd. According to Cartagena Protocol, parties to the protocol have to take that decision by the 11th of September of 2005, that is no later than 2 years after the date of entry into force of the protocol. Until then, such shipments must be identified as may contain living modified organisms. One of the main supporters of the treaty, Friends of the Earth International, released a new report today asking for tougher measures to prevent the illegal contamination of conventional food by genetically modified organisms or GMOs. Real World Radio reporter Ashley Pellet interviewed Adrian Bebb, a GM campaigner for Friends of the Earth International, participating to the conference to find out about what has been going on at this important conference.
In Montreal this week, there's some very important United Nations negotiations into environmental and human safety about genetically modified foods. And these are new foods which have been developed over the past few years. They're grown in a few countries, and there's nobody really knows what the long-term impact on either the environment or human health are. And we've got these big talks happening in Montreal about their safety and how we can control the international trade, which allows countries, and mainly developing countries, to have some basic safety network in case there are problems with these foods and these crops. So this is, we're talking about some big commodity crops here, soya, talking about maize, and you've got a lot of big industry involved here, so obviously they don't want any controls at all. And what we're seeing here is that the developing countries, especially led by the African countries, want to have lots of controls because they don't want to make sure that their public exits. But on the other side, you've got industry half, like the United States and like Europe, and they're pushing towards negotiation here. So it could go either way. There's very divided views, and there's not much middle ground at the moment, but we're hoping over the next 24 hours that we will see some sort of development. Friends of the Earth International has also released a report showing that that we can have these controls. It's not going to cost industry much. It's going to, you know, farmers already split their crops into different varieties already, so we're not talking about, you know, a big impact on farmers in North America. So what we're showing in our report is that, you know, the solutions are there, they're cost-effective, and they will protect people in developing countries. And what we want to see is now that negotiators take up those points and argue for very strict controls on these new products, because we really don't know what the impacts are going to be on in the long-term future.
There's one thing I wanted to clear for our listeners. The new biosafety regulations on labeling of foods will be for all around the world. If Argentina is sending soya to Zimbabwe, they have to make sure that it is labeled if it's genetically modified and what kind of modifications it has.
Yeah, one of the main is about labeling. Of a moment, for instance, I live in the United, European Union, and there I can have a label that tells me whether or not my food or my cornflakes, which I'm eating for breakfast, has genetically modified ingredients. And the rest of the world should have that choice as well. And this is one of the key bits. The producers of these GM crops, these genetically modified crops, they don't want any labels at all. That means they've got to do testing, that means they've got to show what they're actually and what's in the shipments coming out of the United States. They want labeling. They want what's in the food that's coming into their country. Key part of the negotiation. And it's a good one because there's big money at stake and doing a lot of lobbying. But at the same time, we've got some very strong negotiators from Africa and from Asia as well, which I think it will hopefully will win, but it's a bit touch and go at the moment.
Can you comment on what are some of the people who were expected to participate into the conference, and the Canadian government, one of them was Dr. Tuwaldi from, he's the main negotiator, which at the end he received a visa the last minute and participated. But I know that there's a delegation from India that couldn't participate. Is there any other people aside from the professor Chaudhry from India that couldn't come and that could be important for the conference?
Well, these negotiations started off with controversy when the Canadian government made it very difficult for some people to get their visas. And we know full well that the Africa's chief negotiator, Tuwaldi, only got his visa at the very last minute and missed some of the talks last week. For instance, from Friends of the Earth, for instance, our campaigner from TEPCO in Africa, he was refused a visa. So, and he's one of the top experts in that country on this issue. So, you know, we're seeing these key people that are not here. The chief biosafety expert for Iran, for instance. Also, you know, these are people that have been to all the negotiations before. These aren't, you know, people with a security risk or anything like that. This, you know, there's obviously been some political interference because some of the top critics from developing countries have either had a very difficult task getting here or have been banned completely. And that is outrageous, and I think it's a shame on Canada to let that situation happen.
Real World Radio.